Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of James chapter 3, we finished verses 9 through 12. Today, we will be starting with verses 13 through 16.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you once again to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we'll be looking at James chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. We have titled this section, The Way of Confusion. Now, please don't miss out on this message. It'll be going on over the next few days, and so it is important that you listen each day. Have pencil and paper. We'll be doing some word studies in this time, and also I'd encourage you to ask others to listen in. Get your pastors to listen in. I want to support your local church. I want to be an encouragement to your pastor, so please ask your pastor to listen in. Now, friend, also let me ask you to do me a favor. Please write us if you're listening to our broadcast. Let us know if it's a blessing to you or not. Let us know if God is working in your heart in some special way. You may not realize that we do pay attention to the mail that comes in. We do not look for money. We look to read your mail. Now, if the Lord lays you on our heart, I have told you many times, and I tell you again, your tithe belongs to your local church. However, let me remind you, the book of Malachi tells us that a man can rob God in tithes, which is 10% of your income, and offerings, anything over a tithe, over 10%. And so, not only can we rob God by not paying our tithes, but we can also rob God by not giving offerings. As I said, your tithe goes to your local church. Now, if God lays on your heart of ministry, then support that ministry. You might be listening to a radio station right now that is totally faith-supported. They sell no commercial time. And you have many ministries that bless your heart. Well, you may want to send support to that radio station to keep all those ministries on the air. Secondly, pray about what God would have you to give and to whom He'd have you to give it. Realize that we feel that our broadcast is a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, as it is to men as they are ministry. Yet, Lamp and Light is not the only ministry on radio that's preaching the truth and preaching the Word of God. I know there are other ministries, and every ministry has as many needs as we do. So you pray about it, and you ask God to lay on your heart the ministries that you should support, and then that way you're doing it as unto the Lord, and that, I believe, is what lays up treasures in heaven. Giving is a great form of worshiping of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I just throw that out to you. Now, I hope you have your Bibles and you're in James chapter 3. We're using the King James Version, so make sure you have that. It's very valuable in our word studies. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 16, we have titled it, The Way of Confusion. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Now, as we looked at the first 12 verses of James chapter 3, we had titled that section, Mighty Mouth. Verses 13 through 18 are titled, Endowed with a Goal. And that goal is wisdom from above. But again, first, before we see the wisdom from above, we must see the way of confusion. Now, going back to James 3:13, he says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom." Let me state at the outset of this section, wisdom from above is never, never, never against purity. It never compromises purity. We are given a twofold question to begin with. First, he says, who is a wise man? And secondly, endued with knowledge among you. Endued with knowledge is actually one compound Greek word which means understanding. It speaks of one with superior perception of the spirit of truth and error. Wisdom, on the other hand, is a knowledge of right and wrong with just judgment as to action, especially consistent action. Now, my friend, you need to pray that you would have wisdom, and really, you should pray that your pastor would have wisdom. You have no idea the many different things that a pastor has to deal with besides the business of the church that so often making administrative decisions, their families that come to him for counseling on the verge of divorce, some with wayward children, with the internet and its proliferation today, there are many that are falling into the sin of internet pornography. And so there are so many things going on out there that your pastor has to deal with, and pray that he'll have wisdom, and pray for yourself to have the wisdom of God as well. Understanding would be perception of a situation involving people, activity, and movement. It's the understanding that opens the opportunity to use the wisdom of God. In Job chapter 28 and verse 28, it says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." In connection with that, Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13 tells us, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate," is what the Lord says. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, he says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." So if the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and understanding is to depart from evil, then my friend, that tells us that if we're going to have the wisdom from above, we're going to have the understanding from above, we're going to do our best to separate from all worldliness and evil. If you have wisdom and understanding, then show it by your conversation, he tells us here in verse 13. That is by your lifestyle, by your manner of living, by your demeanor. This is a reflection of how people perceive and see you in your daily manner of living. Remember that this is following verses 1 through 12 that deal much with the sins of the tongue. If they're going to see a good conversation, as verse 13 states, then our tongue needs to reflect much of that. If someone says, "Don't tell him or her unless you want it to be spread all over the county," that is an indication, if they're saying that about you, that you do not have a good conversation. The word "good" is the Greek word kaios, and it means constitutionally good. It is not necessarily speaking of benevolence and charitable giving. Now, friend, you also show wisdom and understanding by your works. We should not be surprised that that word is used here when you consider back in chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. There we read, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?" You see, we try to say, well, man, we live in an age of grace. And we don't have a work salvation, and James doesn't say that we have to work for our salvation. He's saying that we have a salvation that works. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I can say, God can heal. Now, that is not faith. That is simply a statement of creed. If I say, God will heal, then that is a statement of faith. It's kind of like an airplane. Now, a person sees airplanes fly over their homes, and they see them flying around the country, and you can offer them a free ride to some place they want to go. But if they have a fear of flying, they're probably not going to get on. And yet, if you can sit down and show them, by the paperwork, by the air records, and by all other things, that this jet will take them there and back safely. If you can prove that to them, they can seriously and logically say, yeah, I believe it can fly me to that place. But they really don't believe it with their heart until they get on the plane and go to the place to which they're going. Now, my friend, I can say many good things about doctrine. For example, I am not a Calvinist. I do not believe that some are predestinated to go to hell and some are predestinated to go to heaven, that man doesn't repent of himself, that he can only repent if God has chosen him and predestinated him to be repentant and saved. And no matter how much a man wants to be saved, he can't be saved if he's not one of those who were predestinated. Well, I don't believe that. And there are many of you listening that would not believe that. However, when you don't witness, when you don't try to get others even to come to church to hear the gospel, then, my friend, you are practicing Calvinism. That or you're very, very backslidden. Now, Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation." Now, think about that. Is it with the heart man believeth, and then it stops? Oh, no. It says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. See, it's getting on to the airplane. It's just not believing the fact, it's getting on. And Jesus died for us, and he rose for our salvation. But it's up to us to believe with our heart and then call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Now, the third thing that we see here in which we are to show wisdom and understanding is with meekness of wisdom. Now, meekness of wisdom is an inner attitude toward God by which we accept God's dealings with us as good, not disputing with them or resisting them. This virtue requires great strength of character. Now, friend, can you see the progression? In your lifestyle, show wisdom and understanding by your works, which the outward man performs, and your meekness of wisdom, which the inward man performs. This is how the tongue is prevented from destroying the work of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.